Hey y'all, it's your girl Kishan Cookie-Dough. Welcome back to my channel. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. She wants to catch these vibes and turn on my post for notifications. That way you get notified every single time it's a pickety-picky post. Ciao. Yes, that's my fault, calling Styles Blues, but that's a whole nother story. Okay, so today I can move up my energy to low low because I have been going through so many feelings. It's like I've been forcing myself to talk about some of the things. We're not going to cry today, girl. I have been forced myself to talk about some of the things in regards to, you know, the restaurant and the hospital and just different things that occurred that I haven't really, like, gotten to detail about. So I've been forcing myself kind of, like, to talk about it. And it makes you feel a lot of different ways. It makes you feel, you know, sad, angry, like, frustrated, like, defeated. There's a hole in this pocket. defeated. And just, like, all this stuff. And you know, I don't know. I guess that's what healing really is. You know, a lot of times we think healing is like posting like really cool quotes like, oh my gosh, you're gonna make it through it. Just stay positive. Now, granted, I am a quote person. I love quotes. But like, as I'm going through stuff where I've really experienced some really dramatic stuff, like just to name a few, sexual assault, it's like, having guns put into your face, the medicine-induced stroke, medical negligence, lying about what's in your food, just, you know, like, literally feeling like the restaurant, the hospital tried to take you out. It's like, as you're sitting and you just, like, have a moment to yourself. Because here's the thing, a lot of times, if you're kind of like me and you're a busybody, I always dive into work. Like, I've always been more work-focused than, like, relationship focused, so it's just like, okay, I would have, you know, be in relationships and have friends and stuff like that. I spend time with my family, but like the primary thing for me was always work, because I knew that like at the end of the day I'd have to be the one to like take care of myself, right? So being in a moment where, okay, the job that you leaned into so much is not the same job that you have at this moment. You're literally in a wheelchair. Where's that? There's that. There it is. It's like you're literally in a wheelchair. And, you know, I have posted so much on my Instagram in the last 24 to 48 hours that I'm just like, girl, I even acknowledged in my caption, like, okay, babe, maybe you're crashing out a little bit. And I'm like, you know what, maybe I am. And I really feel like it's just like, one, I feel like, you know, just like fighting against time, because what I had did before is I, you know, went into how I usually do, make it seem like everything is okay and trying to push forward and not acknowledging my feelings, not acknowledging what's going on. Just like, okay, you know what? If I just keep going, pretend everything's going to be okay, then eventually everything's going to be okay. And there were moments where it seemed like everything was okay. And then it wasn't. If literally my entire world came crashing down. It's like, you know, I lost everything, my apartment, my car, I'm homeless, like, you know, didn't have support, and just trying to figure things out. And I'm as I'm sitting here now, like, you know, in a new place that I know nothing about, trying to figure out what to do because I can't go home to LA. I'm like, you know, maybe it's time for you to actually acknowledge what it is that you're feeling. And as I'm acknowledging what it is that I'm feeling, I'm realizing I feel a lot of different things. I know that I'm depressed. I've been knowing that. But in the midst of that depression, I am realizing that, you know, I'm really sad. I'm really angry. I'm really frustrated. I feel defeated. I feel let down. I don't know what the synonym is for that, but I feel let down. And I guess a part of me is just in disbelief. Because, you know, when you are at a low point and you're fighting for your life, that's usually when people show up and show out for you. And that just wasn't the case for me. So I think for me, it's like I'm having the hardest time. Like, I said I wasn't going to cry. I literally just did my makeup. Oh my gosh. The hardest part for me is, like, acknowledging that, like, okay, I'm in this journey on my own. And I feel like going on any journey alone is hard. But, like, when you're literally, like, fighting for your life and you don't have support you thought you had. It's scary as fuck because it's just like, dang, you know, like you're, it's just like, I'm just trying to make it another week. I'm just trying to make it another week, week after week. And it's just like, dang, you know, it's like, I'm trying to hold the people accountable who did this to me, acknowledging that, you know, there was lack there of care and there was a lot of negligence on their end, while still trying to find reasons to be happy, while still trying to find a reason to fight to live, trying to find reasons to want to live. And that's hard when, like, you have nobody. And I was like, okay, well, do it for yourself. Yeah, but a lot of times, you know, people do things like, okay, life's soul isn't so great. So, but when that isn't your case, like, your life just isn't great. And it's not so awesome. But you've also once experienced that. So you know what that feeling is like. And you were at a low point, and nobody cares. Well, I can't say nobody. I'm learning that, you know, my Cookie Monster crew, they care. But it's hard when, like, no one in your real life, like, you know, something like feasible. And I don't know, maybe this is way of, maybe this is God's way of telling me to lean into him, and it's telling me that I'm coming to y'all because I'm not able to hug y'all just like I'm not able to hug the Lord. So I don't know, maybe that's what the message is. But I just know that, like, as I'm sitting here acknowledging my feelings, I'm having a very hard time. I feel like the reason I am just doing so much, even though, like, my throat hurts, I'm really tired, and, you know, I am like, well, if I don't say anything and I do anything, am I going to act on not wanting to be here? And I don't know, I just know that I'm having a hard time, like the hardest time I've ever had in life. And, you know, to know that the people who caused this won't even acknowledge that is hard. Yeah, I don't know what the point of this video was outside of just like, I'm scared. I'm scared. So, and I'm scared because it's just like, I just want